Welcome back to another episode of This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined as usual by my brother, Father Philip Eldracker. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be back once again on This is Catholicism.
Yes, so today we are continuing our discussion on baptism, and we have reached question 8. Why are we, even after baptism, still subject to some defects of original sin, as death, concupiscence, and many tribulations and infirmities?
Well, this is a follow-up of the previous questions in which we saw that we are cleansed of sin in baptism. We are cleansed also of any punishment due to those sins through the sacrament of baptism. People might logically think, well, if tribulation, hardship, and so forth are the punishments for sin, and sin is taken away in baptism, and all of the temporal and eternal punishment of sin is not attributed to the soul after baptism, why then must we still be subjected to these defects of original sin? And there are two principal reasons. The first is that we ourselves may experience how punishable and pernicious sin is and hate it so much the more. So this is sort of tying back to what we had seen in regard to the passion and death of our Lord many episodes ago. We were covering our Lord's passion and death, that our Lord could have redeemed the human race just by the least suffering that he endured. He could have pricked his finger. That would have been a sufficiently meritorious and virtuous act on the part of our Lord to redeem the whole human race. But he chose to endure his passion in order to demonstrate to us how pernicious sin is and how punishable sin is, how horrible sin is. And the same is true of us, that if we were baptized and then we didn't have to suffer, we didn't have to die, we didn't have to work, we didn't have to do anything, we were never hungry, never tired, never thirsty, never had to study, never forgot anything, we would, human beings being what we are, we would very probably not think that sin is much of a big deal at all, because all we have to do is get baptized, and then everything's fine after that. But when we see the effects of sin in the world around us, all of the problems of the world ultimately go back to being punishment for sin, or they are the results of sin. And when we see that, we see how detestable sin is, and this encourages us to avoid returning to sin after baptism and to remain faithful to God, to realize as well, to appreciate how great the sacrifice of our blessed Lord was and is, that we should have this ability to reach heaven, to rise up above sin, and to enjoy the eternal happiness of heaven. So it is to help us not take heaven for granted, so to speak, by realizing how detestable sin is, and that, of course, gives us a greater encouragement to avoid it. And then the reverse side of the coin, the second reason why still we must struggle with these things, is that by doing so, we may increase our merits for heaven by our combats and sufferings. So it gives great glory to God that we should make an effort to serve him. Where the effort is very minimal, God is pleased indeed, but he would be very much more pleased if we expended a greater effort in his service to prove and demonstrate our love for him. So if there had not been original sin, as was the original case of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise before their sin, they would have saved their souls simply by heeding the commandment of God to not eat the forbidden fruit. And that would have been the test of their fidelity. They would have merited heaven by the permission of God simply by not eating the forbidden fruit. And all things considered, that is not very difficult to do, especially when you have no concupiscence driving you to, I feel like I must have this. They had everything they could possibly want. Their intellect reigned supreme over their lower nature. And so it was really quite an easy thing to stay away from the forbidden fruit. That was the one thing they had to not do. It was very easy. And that was pleasing to God that they should obey that commandment, but it is much more pleasing to God that we expend the efforts that, of course, many of us are so familiar with, or all of us should be so familiar with, the effort to avoid falling into sin, the effort.